Okay, so letting that bell be an invitation, a deep invitation into the land of this body, into this body, heart, mind, sitting here, resting here now. And as always, we take a few deep breaths just to come into the body, to meet with the body. So taking your time to take three slow, long, deep, conscious breaths. And let those breaths be a kind of welcome, a welcome home to yourself. An arriving, a settling. And that bell kind of cuts through space. So we leave what has come before. We leave what's come before and what will come later. And we focus on being here right now. Letting go of what has come before. Letting go of what will come later. And really being here right now. Right now. And as always, feeling the feet on the ground, feeling the edges of the feet to the left and to the right, and to the toes at the front, to the heels at the back, and feeling that connection with earth beneath. So with each exhale, we root down, we search down, we find our rootedness, our steadiness, our balance, maybe exhaling into that support, knowing the earth beneath, earth on earth. This body is an earth body. So maybe you're coming in with a little bit of tension in the shoulders. You might want to kind of roll the shoulders up towards the ears and just let them drop down again. And just let the body know in any way that you communicate with your body. It's time to soften now. It's time to settle now. This is a safe place, a place for connecting deeply inwards, for making that inward turn. You might even want to rub your face, soften through the jaw, soften through the cheeks. You might want to rub the neck, soften through the back of the neck, the shoulders, the tops of the shoulders, even just give your body a little rub of loving care to let her know that this is a place where she can rest and be at ease and be cared for and loved. And those gestures really welcome the body and let her know that this is a sacred space now. You might want to put a hand on the heart or a hand on the body somewhere, maybe a hand on the womb space or the abdomen, and just feel the contact of the hand nurturing the body, that contact between hand and heart. Contact between hand and body, the softness of that, the gentleness of that, the welcoming, the allowing for things as they are, the tenderness of that. Sometimes when we put our hand on the heart, that space can feel quite tender, so we might just alternate the pressure if our hand is on the heart. And knowing these two places is the kind of two power centers, really. They're the place you return to, the hand on the heart. And even if you haven't got your hand there, and you don't want to have your hand there, you can sense into that place. You can sense into the heart space. Sense into the womb space or the belly, whichever you prefer to call it. or whether you prefer to rest the attention. And this is where we drop down into ourselves. So each time the mind is busy, the kind of energetic quality to the mind moving, the attention moving up towards the mind. And then there's a conscious dropping down back into the body and back into the heart, or back into the belly, back into the womb space. And each time we do that, it's a radical shift of our intention and attention. So the mind's natural tendency is to move into thought, and to move into thinking and analysing and planning. And then each time, it's like we take the hand, just like we would take the hand of a child and gently guide ourselves back to the heart space or to the womb space, and resting the breath there, feeling the beating of the heart, the rise and the fall of the chest, the rise and the fall of the abdomen. Allowing the attention to rest there. So if it feels comfortable, I'm going to guide you now just to imagine there's a kind of pillar of light. And the pillar of light comes from the top of the head, from the crown of the head, and it goes through the what you call the third eye, the space between the eyes. It comes down through the throat and into the heart and through the womb space or the belly, whichever you prefer, and through the sacrum and then down to wherever you're sitting. And it's like a column of light that moves through the body. And so just bringing that to mind, you might imagine, it might be easy to imagine the warmth of the sun or the light of the moon shining and radiating that pure light, that column of pure light through the central line of the body. And that can be a kind of like a lighthouse. Okay, so it's like when we're bringing the attention back, sometimes we need to gather, and it can be really useful just to visualize this column of light where we're bringing our attention back into this space of luminosity, of wisdom, of insight, of clarity. And so the space around the third eye is clarity, wisdom, insight, clear seeing. And then we drop down, and then the space in the heart is a space of deep compassion, deep wisdom, all embracing, all loving, warmth, tenderness, kindness. Vast. So dropping down into that space of the heart. And again, the mind will do its thing. You know, it'll go into thought forms. So we just kind of channel it back down, bring it back into that column of light, like a lighthouse, guiding our attention. And it's a new thing, so the mind might be kind of making its little appraisals and things like that and sussing it out, but just ask it to drop down back into the heart, back into this space of deep acceptance, of trust. And then feel that light that radiates right down into the womb space or down into the space of the deep abdomen. And this is the place of deep grounding, of rootedness, of trust, of connection, stability, rootedness, support. And feel that, feel the strength in that space. And then again, there's also vulnerability there. The two go together, vulnerability and strength there. Like close friends. So there might also be some tenderness there. Feel the rise and the fall of the belly there. It's like a wave-like motion. You might put a hand there, you might put two hands there, and just feel that this is a space of deep grounding. It's like you can almost feel this line or this connection where the womb space and the feet are somehow one, maybe, or somehow connected. Like womb and earth, or belly and earth are somehow connected. There's a lot of stability there. There's a lot of steadiness there. Feeling the rise and the fall of that. Just settling into that and visualizing however that visualizes that column of light, and just see how that brings you home. And if it doesn't feel like it lights up, you can ask the light of the moon to shine on it, or you can ask the light of the sun to shine on it, and it will become brighter. And this is our true nature. This is what we need to remember. This is the sacred remembering. This is the return, the great return to who we really are and to what we're really capable of. And it's not a spiritual bypassing, it's not a love and light chat, it's a deep trust and a deep remembering of the core of who we really are. It's a place where all things, all parts of ourselves, all parts of our lives can be brought into this light of deep compassion, of deep insight, of deep wisdom, of deep steadiness, of groundedness, of stability, of anchoring. And these three centres, centre in the third eye, the wisdom space in the mind, and the centre in the heart, and the centre in the belly. And everything can be brought into this luminous, radiant, vast, all-embracing light. Feel how there's a possibility to keep returning there. And knowing that is our true capability. That all can rest here, all can be welcome here. So just in the final part of the meditation, we'll focus a little bit on the heart space. So really taking your time now to just breathe into the heart space, however that works for you. So just gently inviting the breath into the heart, the rise and the fall of the chest. You might put a hand on the heart, you might put two hands on the heart. And again, respect the tenderness and the vulnerability that might be there. Resting into the heart, and with each inhale, you breathe deeper into the heart. And with each exhale, you relax more deeply into that heart space, and especially in the back of the heart. This is important. We often lean forward when we talk about the heart space. So breathing also into the back of the body, the back of the heart, the space between the two shoulder blades. I sometimes just lean a hand back there just to feel that space. Or put a cushion there. So breathe into the back of the heart now. And it's like a deepening. With each inhale, we kind of drop down. It's like you move down through layers. Almost like the layers of the earth's core. It's kind of a really dark, mysterious place, the heart. But it's also vast, spacious. And there's a kind of dropping down. And with each exhale, you just gently slide deeper into that heart space, the back of the heart. Breathing deeply into the back of the heart. And resting there. Just noticing what's felt there, noticing what arises there, and keeping the attention there on this radiance of the heart. It's like the bright light of the heart shining. And it's almost like that light gets brighter and it gets bigger, and it's kind of like the heart space can open with each breath. So just gently, without forcing, see how that chest space, that heart space might expand both in the front and in the back. Just taking a minute or two just to do that in your own way, in your own time. As we make this connection with the heart over time, and the light of the heart over time, and we drop down into this space, this kind of deep earthy space of the heart, it's a mysterious place. We kind of move into infinite depth, so it takes time, so we don't expect too much of the heart all at once, but we can gently begin to communicate and to ask, and to allow the heart to speak. So when you're ready, you can just drop a little question in there, and please try and stay in the heart. Try not to move up in the mind. These questions are like an inquiry, but they're like a little drop of water just dropped into the ocean, and then you just sit back and see what emerges. There's a place of non-doing. You don't need to do anything. You just drop the question like a little drop of water in the ocean, then you sit back and see what emerges. You really don't have to do anything more than that. And you just ask the heart now almost to speak, and ask if she has something to say, and ask if she has something to share. And this might come out in a manifestation now. It might just be a feeling, but it might manifest in colour, it might manifest in image, it might manifest in words. But it's tricky because of our conditioning. Sometimes we grasp onto something and we leap, and really kind of see if you can just sink back, take a breath and sink back and see if something arises. Try and let go of expectation. And trust the gentle wisdom of the heart. Remember your feet on the ground, anchored, steady, or a hand on the belly, steady, rooted, grounded. So in the space that emerges, you might want to stay there for a little while after I end the meditation. But for now, I'm just going to close the meditation. But you can stay there for a little while after it ends if you want to go back to that and just rest in that space for a little while. So for now, whatever's arisen from the heart, know that that's a seed, and that a seed has been planted there, and it's often a deep intention or a deep insight or a knowing. Even if it doesn't manifest in form right now, it's often connected to something, a deep longing of the heart. And so know a seed has been planted there, and you can return to that and that this is how we nurture the heart and the soul, and that deep feminine wisdom is that we keep returning to that and listening to the heart and honoring the heart and asking her and allowing her to speak and honoring her. And this develops over time, so know that a seed has been planted there, and you can almost seal that wish as a prayer if that feels right. And always give gratitude to whatever's arisen in the heart. So we always thank the heart. For opening, for speaking, for communicating. And I repeat a mantra. You can say it if you want. You can say it in your head if you want. You can listen to it. Or if it doesn't work for you, just fine, forget it. Say something else or just rest. So the mantra is, with great respect and love, I honour my heart, my inner teacher. With great respect and love, I honour my heart, my inner teacher. Just taking a breath in. As the meditation closes, and a breath out, feeling your feet in the ground. This light of the heart, the steadiness of the belly or the womb. With great respect and love, I honour my heart, my inner teacher. And you can also just bow the chin gently towards the heart as a gesture of honouring. With great respect and love, I honour my heart, my inner teacher. And we close there.